Welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Dan Ellis. Our special guest today is Carrie Bolt, live from Shark Bass's Gallery. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here with Carrie Bolt. He is the Veterans Affairs Representative for Greenwood and for Lawrence County. He's been doing this job, I guess you've been doing this for about a year over here in Greenwood. Is that right, Carrie?
A little over a year, ma'am.
A little over a year.
Yes, ma'am.
So you came with experience from Lawrence, and now you've incorporated Greenwood into the whole mix.
Yes, ma'am. We're rolling.
You're rolling.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking of rolling, you do have a big event coming up, September 11th. This is going to be a huge event. A portion of the Vietnam Wall is going to be coming here. That's huge.
Yes, ma'am. It's really huge. We did it in 2007 at Presbyterian College. Went over really well.
Went over really well. Now, you have a big event. What? It starts actually September 6th. It goes through the 12th. Actually, they're moving it out on the 12th. Lander University and Self Regional Hospital have both come on board to make this happen. What made you want to bring that here, and what does that have to do with Veterans Affairs?
Well, it really has nothing to do with our office because it's just an additional duty we have, but it's the right thing to do. And we had such an outpouring when we did it in 2007 at Lawrence. There's a lot of people in this county and surrounding counties that will never get to go to Washington. So that's why.
You know what? To go to Washington, it is an awesome experience. One of the things, we were there in May, and one of the things that truly amazes me, being at the Vietnam Wall when we were up there, was how quiet it is.
You know,
it's just amazing. It's just a silence, and yet there are tremendous amounts of people looking at the wall, all different parts of it.
You know, when we brought the half-scale replica to PC, they told me that one reason we needed the honor guard for the guards at night was people would come. I thought, nah, you would be amazed at how many people would come out there and bring a stool or just sit there half the night. People laid wreaths. So, yes, it's a very humbling thing
to
see.
It is. And the other thing that I think is truly amazing is the fact that people do bring memorabilia. There were lots of roses with notes, but then we also saw a magazine that was, I don't know, Popular Mechanics or something that somebody had laid right there. And afterwards, I found out at the Smithsonian that all those items that are left are picked up and taken to the Smithsonian, where, of course, they have the big Vietnam display, and some of those items will actually be on display.
We actually had the same thing happen with the half scale at Presbyterian College in 2007. We had photos, hats, flowers, wreaths. It was unbelievable. And, you know, I tell everybody every year, you never know who you walk by. And one main thing to back up that statement is, I'm sure you've probably seen the piece of art before where the man standing there in his suit, mm-hmm. and he's touching the wall and the ghosts are touching him back.
Right.
Well, about 6 months before the wall got to Lawrence, mm-hmm. turns out that the young man who is the actual ghost touching him back, his name is Michael F. Banks, and he's from Joanna, South Carolina. So what we did, we honored his mother, and now we have a total showcase with him and his medals in the Lawrence County Courthouse.
Wow.
And all those years, his name was on a stone right there at the courthouse, and nobody just really knew, so we made a big thing for him.
Well, and that's rightfully so. And I guess, you know, one of the reasons that the Vietnam Wall is so important is because when our Vietnam vets came home, they weren't celebrated. They didn't come home as heroes. In fact, I know of one gentleman that was told when he came and moved into our area, he was told, perhaps you better not tell anybody you were in the Vietnam War. That's a travesty.
That's sad.
That was very
sad.
That's
beyond sad.
Absolutely. So as we get ready to celebrate, this will be 11, well, not celebrate, but to remember, I guess, would be a better word to say.
Yes,
this will be the 10th anniversary coming up of 911.
Yes, ma'am. What we're going to do this year also, while we're showcasing the wall, we're also going to integrate law enforcement, firefighters, and also EMS services. We want to show these great people off because these people put it on the line, too. And this being the 10th year anniversary, I think it's the time to do it.
Absolutely. So you're going to have a lot of events going on. Actually, the wall is supposed to come in on September 6th. Now, where exactly is the wall going to be?
What we're going to do is we're going to have the anybody who wants to be a part of the wall to escort it in, it's going to be starting at Harley-Davidson of Greenville. We're going to take and ease it over to Highway 25, bring it back down through the countryside. We're going to go into Ware Shoals, ease back out on 25, go into Hodges, shoot back over in Abbeville, and then bring it into Greenwood. Because like when we did it in 2007 in the little place I live, Hickory Tavern, there's one red light there. I bet there was probably 1,200, 1,500 people standing there just to see it go by. We had people all along the route with flags. It's just, you have to see it to believe it.
Sure, absolutely. Well, now, when you bring this through, I guess everybody will know when it should be approximately coming through.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, we'll have a schedule on that.
Yes, ma'am. I'll give you more information.
Sure, as it gets closer.
I think it's going to leave probably that afternoon. What we've got tentatively scheduled is about 2 o'clock that afternoon.
2 o'clock from Greenville.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how does it get here? Does it come in on a truck? Or?
It comes in a huge tractor trailer, and then everybody just escorts it down.
Wow. Now, how big is this wall? I mean, when you're at the wall, it just goes on for miles. It just appears to. It doesn't, but it appears to up there in Washington, D.C. It's very, very long.
This is half scale of the real thing. It's 270 feet on each side.
Wow. How tall is it?
I think it's 7 foot in its center portion.
Wow. That's a pretty big model.
Yes, ma'am. It is.
That's a pretty big model. So you will be able to come. Now, actually, will there be names on the wall?
All 58,000.
For real?
Yes, ma'am. And at the tractor trailer, once it sets up, once we get the wall out and have it put together, in turn, it has a computer inside. So if you come up and you said, I'm looking for Michael F. Banks, we have people there that can tell you what row, what
just
line.
Like they do in Washington.
Yes, ma'am, exactly.
Yeah, and they when you're up there in Washington, you can do a rubbing. They'll find other people. If you just want to say, I want to know who from Greenwood served, they can even tell you by town.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
Amazing.
Yes, ma'am. Same thing here.
Yeah. So this is going to be huge. Now, where exactly is the wall going to be set up, Kerry?
It's going to be at Lander University, and we're going to put it in front of the old tower portion.
The bell tower?
Out on the lawn. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So how about one of the questions we had last week, we had Dr. Ball and Dr. Park on here. One of the questions that came in, you better be prepared for a lot of people to be coming through this because they said parking and traffic can be a nightmare.
We're working with the city police. The chief of police is awesome. I think he's pretty much got it squared away, and you're working
Captain
with Lander University.
Yep.
Yes. The chief of police is awesome here.
So hopefully that won't be a problem. When we talked to Dr. Dan the other day, he said they're trying to work with churches and anybody that has a large parking lot that they can partner with so people can park and then go to the wall. So and then they'll provide transportation, some of that type of thing going back and forth so people won't have to walk too far.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is going to be a great event. It comes in on the 6th. It actually leaves on the 12th. But what are the type of things, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the type of things that are going to be available and going on during this period. So I certainly hope you'll stay right with us right here on WLMA, right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Let's hear a word from our sponsors. And if you'd like to give us a call, don't hesitate. If you've got a question for Kerry Bolt with the Veterans Affairs Office, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass, Greenwood.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Special guest today is Kerry Bolt. Live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's... Okay. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Yes, I am Ann Eller. Yes, we are talking about the wall, the Vietnam Wall to be exact. We are going to be having a big, I think we should call it a celebration, don't you, Kerry?
Yes, ma'am.
It is a celebration. It's not a, It is something to be proud of. And when I just found out that you actually, there are only two of these walls in the United States of the actual scale model, shall we say, although that's huge, 7 feet tall and 270 feet long. That's a big wall with all the names and everything on it. This is a big deal. To be able to bring it here for September 11th, I think this is huge, and you're to be commended for bringing this here.
Well, I thank you, but it's I think they should go to the Vietnam veterans.
Absolutely, but I mean, still, to coordinate it, because I'm sure this wall is moving all the time. You told me one of the most difficult parts was getting it from up there in Washington down here, or is it in Virginia, wherever it's actually from?
Well, see, it goes all over. What it was is I went to Virginia to actually see it set up at another location so I'd be prepared when I had it.
Sure. But to get it from wherever that location to here, I mean, because that has to take a big truck, 270 feet long, and of course it comes apart, I'm sure.
Yes, ma'am.
But this wall also has all the names on it. Now, just out of curiosity, are they constantly updating it like they do the wall in Washington, D.C.?
Any changes is just like theirs.
Wow. Pretty impressive. And those that are found, you know, the other thing is pretty impressive, too, is that if somebody is found or recovered, their body's recovered, that they actually go back and instead of the missing, they change it to the little symbol that means that they were actually found.
Yes, ma'am.
Pretty cool. Now, this is coming in, of course, right after Labor Day on September 6th. September 11th is Sunday, so September 10th is Saturday. You've got a lot of events planned on this. They're going to be having a Veterans Health and Wellness Fair. Now, what does that actually mean? This is for veterans?
Yes, ma'am. What the hospital's going to do, they're going to take them in and do basic checks for free, and all they have to do is to show up to the hospital. That'll actually be on the 10th, and the hospital is going to do that from 10 in the morning till 3 that afternoon.
At the hospital or actually at the wall?
At the hospital. What they'll do is that we've got things. I'm trying to space everything out throughout the city, and the hospital's also going to have, I'm going to bring in a Blackhawk medevac, and it's going to be for photo ops and let the public see what our troops are using now. Hospital's going to set up a military display. So that's what we're going to do with self-regional health care.
Wow. That's huge. That is huge.
Yes, ma'am.
That takes a lot of coordination to pull it together, Carrie. I know you've been working on this at least since January. I mean, I remember talking to you back in January. Were you working on it further back than that?
For a year.
For a year.
A year in advance here.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyways, you're going to have the Veterans Health Fair. You're going to have a first annual Hall of Heroes 5K run, 1K walk, an Uptown car show. And what about the parade? Tell me about the parade. I love a parade, don't you?
Well, we're looking at possibly having the troops that just got back from Afghanistan from Hodges. We're hoping they can be a part of it. But any other veterans that want to be a part of it or any other units, they're welcome. I've got coordinated for tanks, Humvees, everything. So your streets are going to be
taken over by the military.
That's correct. It'll all be here.
Well, you know, that's great. Now, the parade will actually be on Saturday. Is
yes,
that
ma'am.
Correct?
That's
so, and will it be going through Uptown Greenwood? Is that what the plan
right
is?
Right up or? Main Street.
Right up Main Street.
Yes, ma'am. I want to see an M1 tank ride right up your streets.
Okay. Well, I want to be there. Can I ride on it, too?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I can make that happen.
All right. Well, hey, I might just be doing that, folks. You know me. I love a parade, and I love discussing parades and all this type of stuff, so that sounds great. All right, so we've got the parade, we've got the car show, we've got the first annual Hall of Heroes 5K run. Now, who's responsible for the 5K run?
Well, it's Self Regional Healthcare and a little lady named Anna Cousin. She's their auditor. And I'd like to also say for any volunteers that'd like to help us, mm-hmm. Anna can be reached at 866-341-5794.
Okay, what was that number again, Carrie? I'm sorry.
It's 866-341-5794, or our website is greenwoodtwth@bww.com.
Now that's an interesting one.
Yes, ma'am.
Got a lot of letters on that one. Okay, and is this for being able to
for volunteering or being a participant in any portion of this whole week of events?
Well, you know, I'm sure it takes a lot of volunteers to put this all together. You're probably counting on a lot of people turning out to help with this.
Yes, ma'am, because it's the right thing to do, because we've got young men and women also serving right now in two wars. And we're trying to show off that this is an all-American city and all-American county.
Well, you know what? It is. It is an all-American city, and it is. And you know, I think it just makes everybody proud when we see our veterans coming home like they just have, the 151.
Yes, ma'am.
And, of course, there'll be more people coming home, and this definitely is something we want to turn out for. Now, we just had a call from Tim Mason. He says, will you be able to do rubbings on this wall? His grandmother will never be able to go to Washington, but she can come to this.
What they actually have on the truck is a computer that will actually generate one printout of it. So, yes, the ones on the wall, they're, I would say, like more painted in, but the computer will actually generate the size of the wall. So, we
so
can get
it'll be like you actually went to the wall.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. That is pretty tremendous. And, yes, you will be able to do that. Now, will there be a charge for this?
Nothing. Not a thing. It's just all free. This whole week of events, free.
Wow. And who's picking up the tab on this? I mean, we got to ask because, you know, it's our government here. So
I'll give you a prime example.
Okay.
I'm raising money to actually bring this wall here. And one of the great donors, Blith Funeral Home, Blith Thomas, awesome. They've been a big sponsor and a big push for us. And we've had a lot of great Americans also give a small donation. So that's the main thing right there. But Blith Funeral Home has been a huge push for this for our veterans.
Wow. You know, that's terrific, you know, because I was going to get concerned. You know, we don't know what's going to happen on August 2nd. You know, and I just wanted to make sure the wall will still be here.
That wall will be here if I got to go up there and get it.
All right. So, hey, if you would like to help out with a donation, you know, and you said small donations. You know, it's the small donations that add up and turn into the big donations. So whether you can donate big dollars or whether you can donate small dollars, all dollars are appreciated to bring this to Greenwood. So many people, I know so many people have never been able to be to Washington, may never be able to go, just like Tim Mason's grandmother will never be able to get up there, and yet this is a possibility for her to be able to get the rubbing of somebody that was near and dear to her.
Yes, ma'am.
So
she'll have it.
That's right. So if you can help out in any way, now if somebody would like to write you a check or call you about this, the number that you just gave out, was that the correct number or is it a different number?
You can use that number, or if anybody wants to do a check, they can write a check to Greenwood County Hall of Heroes, and they can drop it off at the VA office, or it's Blith Funeral Home.
Okay. And where is the office? We haven't even talked about that. Where is the office for the Veterans Affairs here in Greenwood?
It's right next to the courthouse in Greenwood at 600 Monument Street.
600 Monument. Now, that's actually the old Park Plaza building, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And right outside, there's an American flagpole, and
right.
My office is right there.
Now, when is the office opened over there, Kerry?
Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. And if we have any emergency situations, we'll be right there on Saturdays and Sundays, too.
So if you would like to go over there, if you'd like to give them a call, you can call them 984-4041. Or just go by there and drop the check off. Is that the right telephone number?
Well, that's my Lawrence office number.
Oh, okay. Here's your Greenwood number. Hello, 942-8531. That's 942-8531. If you are listening over there in Lawrence, though, today, you can also go by their office, which is in the historic courthouse right there in Lawrence. But here in Greenwood, 600 Monument Street, give them a call. They would love to be able to either sign you up to be a volunteer and or make get a donation to make this come together, because I'll bet this is a pretty expensive proposition to bring this here to Greenwood.
You only know. It's huge.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, it's great to have you here, Kerry, today. We're going to be talking more about what's going on. This is an excellent event if you have not been able to go to Washington, D.C., or if you have gone to Washington, D.C., and maybe while you were there you didn't think of some of the things that you wished you had done, a person that you wished you had looked up, please just come to this. It will be coming through from Greenville starting on September 6th, which is the day after Labor Day. It'll be here through the 11th and leaves Greenwood on the 12th. So this is what's happening. This is what we're going to be talking about. We've got some other things. We're going to be talking about some of the veterans' benefits, how, if you're a veteran, things to consider, and how the Veterans Affairs Office may be able to help you get some of the benefits that you should be getting that maybe you didn't realize you should be getting. So whether you're a Vietnam vet or a current vet, you should be listening to this show. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We are right here in Greenwood. I do want to tell you the price of gold is out of sight today, over $1,600. In my wildest dreams, in all the years I've been in the jewelry business, I never thought I would see gold at over $1,600. Silver is over $40. If you have gold, if you have silver, this is the time to sell. I don't know. It might go a little higher, but I know some country out there is going to say, hey, let's sell and drive that price down. So don't be fooled. Take advantage of the price. Come see us at Sharp Passes Gallery, paying the most around for your gold, silver dollars. Hey, you know what? It's time for South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Carrie Boat. Live from Sharp Passes Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are over here at the Sharp Passes Gallery. We were just talking about the high price of gold, over $1,600 an ounce. Unbelievable, folks. Silver is over $40 today. If you have items to sell, whether it's silver dollars or silver bars or sterling silver flatware or tea sets or sterling silver jewelry, bring it in here today. If you've got gold, oh, my God, don't wait. I tell you what, I'm not waiting. Don't you wait. Could go up a little bit more tomorrow, but I tell you what, it could just as soon fall back. It's, you know, it's one of those gambling games. Do you want to gamble or do you want to take the sure bet? I'm a sure bet person myself. All right. But anyways, we are here with Kerry Bolt. He is the Veterans Affairs Officer right here in Greenwood. He's also over Lawrence. We've been talking about the Vietnam Wall. We did have a couple of questions come in. David Larimore said, where exactly is it going to be set up? He wants to make plans. He lives on Durst Avenue near the college. That's probably a good thing to know, isn't it, Kerry? Because this is definitely going to add a lot of traffic over there. So what can you tell us, Kerry?
It'll be on the front lawn in front of the old tower at Lander University.
And the whole area, I'm sure, is going to be taken over for that week over there at Lander.
I can guarantee it.
Yes. So people will be coming not only from our immediate area, but I expect people will be coming from Greenville and further away just to be able to see this.
Self-regional and the university. Self-regional and the university, they're advertising. Matter of fact, Georgia, North Carolina. So we're looking to bring as many people as we can. So, yeah, it's going to be crowded.
Yes. So you better make a plan there, David, for your house and how you're going to get in and out of it. Betty Moore wanted to say, she said, just tell us one more time the numbers and what his offices do. Well, that's what we're actually getting ready to talk about. We do want you to know if you'd like to make a contribution to the Vietnam Wall, the Greenwood County Hall of Heroes is how you should make the check out. You can take it right there to Kerry Bolt's office, which is at 600 Monument Street. It's the old Park Plaza building. Their telephone number over there. 942-8531. That's 942-8531. But also, you could drop it by County Bank. Is that right, Kerry?
Yes, ma'am.
You'd like to be able to thank people, so that's really why you'd like them to be able to come by your office there.
Yes, ma'am. Also, we'd like to, you know, we want to make sure that when we put out a listing in the paper, we want to thank everybody who does anything for us, because it's a very important thing we're doing.
Absolutely. So, really prefer that you bring it by their office, or you can mail it. Now, what's the mailing address, Kerry?
It'd be right there.
The P.O. Box, Box P-120? Box P-120. Is it still on Monument Street? It
yes,
is.
Ma'am.
Okay. So just you can send it to the Veterans Affairs office. That's 600 Monument Street, Box P, as in Peter, 120, Park Plaza, Suite 19, right here in Greenwood, the zip code, 29646. Excellent program going on. The Vietnam Wall, a scale model, 270 feet long, 7 feet tall. That is quite an undertaking. You've been working on it for over a year.
Yes, ma'am. We have.
And it takes a lot of coordination. Now, they will be looking for volunteers.
Yes, ma'am, in all aspects.
In all aspects. So they should call you, I guess, at your office. Is that right?
Please, please.
Okay.
Or call Anna.
That's 942-8531. Or that other number we just had, what was that, 866 or something?
It's 866-341-5794.
Okay. So give them a call and sign up to help out. Now, the biggest news about this is, just like when you go to the veterans, to the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., everything that happens there is free.
Yes, ma'am. Totally.
Everything that is happening here in Greenwood is free. But it's because of donations that come in, not only from Bliss Funeral Home and Self Regional and Lander University, but from all the people writing those checks, whether it's $10 or $1,000. Is that right, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am.
So if you can help out in any way, they certainly would appreciate it. This was a massive undertaking. And I guess what you're telling me, it wasn't undertaken by our government. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
The one thing I'd also like to mention, if possible, the Hall of Heroes also includes recognizing law enforcement, firefighters, and EMS. And at the end of our show that night on the 11th, we're going to recognize between 5 and 10 of our local veterans. And that's the actual Hall of Heroes portion. What we do, we'll try to continue this every year forward. And we have veterans get their shadow boxes together. That's displays of their awards and decorations. We have a little bit wrote up on them, and we recognize them in front of their families, because a lot of people, a lot of times you may get your medal in combat. The thing is, I'd like these people to be recognized in front of their families. We've had young men that just come back from Iraq and Afghanistan. We had one young man who won the Bronze Star for Valor, and his grandpa was a veteran, World War II, had a Bronze Star for Valor. So when the general got ready to put on the award, I stopped it and I said, hey, let's bring grandpa up here. So they brought that wheelchair up there, and you had to see it to believe it.
Absolutely. Well, that's an excellent thing, and we sure are glad that you are putting this together, that you are bringing it right here to Greenwood with the help of a lot of other people. But now we want to talk about what a Veterans Affairs actually does. You know, one of my questions is, the Veterans Affairs where somebody needs to go to get help with any of their veterans issues?
Yes, ma'am. It's really your starting point. I mean, you can go into the hospital, Augusta, Dorn, or the clinic, and they can help you in basic medical issues. But if you're looking at applying for possible pension, compensation, or any medical programs, you need to start with us or any service organization. But doesn't matter who you start with, it's all going to go to the same place, the Veterans Administration.
So regardless if you start with another organization, it still goes through the Veterans Affairs Office.
It's going to go to the federal side.
To the federal side.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I think a lot of people don't know is that just because you haven't had any benefits, per se, whether it's medical or compensation, you can go down and apply, and they will look at it retroactively, too. If you are a Vietnam vet, you can go down there. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I've come to see there's so many of our older veterans that just didn't know, or it's a sense of honor. My thing is this: if you're in need, you need to come see us, because you've served us.
So you put your life on the line.
That's correct. So it's time for us to serve you.
That's right. So now somebody can go down there. You'll fill out the paperwork. You were telling me there's a lot of different things. Some are instantaneous, meaning we were talking about diabetes earlier.
We use a Vietnam veteran, for example. If the veteran has never submitted a claim, he can come in, for example, or she, and if she had diabetes based on the fact that they stepped off that airplane in Vietnam, that's automatically going to give them presumption. So the government would help them automatically. In certain other cases, it's based on medical evidence that, like for some of our older veterans, it's a hard situation. So we have to help them with older records and find things to back up service connection. But we do it.
But you do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so anybody can go down and talk to your office and see where they stand, whether it's just compensation or for medical. Now, if you have to go for medical, you have to get them actually to the veterans' hospitals?
Well, here's the thing. On compensation, what we do, we automatically do the claim for them. And then what happens from there, the veteran has is being sent a letter via the government, and it says he or she would report to Augusta VA or Dorn in Columbia. And there they're giving the medical exam to determine if he or she has this particular medical condition. And then from there, they rate it at between 0 to 100%. And then the veteran, if given the award, will be given compensation and medical for that particular injury for the rest of their life.
You know, that's that is something I think a lot of people don't know, Carrie.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is something that is should be, you should get these benefits because you have served your country. You have been out there. So if you're suffering and you don't know where to turn, this is the place to turn to. Now, as far as we were talking about compensation earlier, compensation has to do with?
Compensation is given to any veteran for injuries that occurred while in training or combat. And that's why I tell all veterans, if in doubt, come to my office, fill out the claim, and determination will be made.
That's right. But it you can't really tell until you fill it out. But you also told me it had, as far as compensation, it had to do with the amount of money that you're making, if your wife, I mean, it's a financial?
Well, now that'd be on the pension side.
Okay, on the pension
Pension's
side.
Pension's based on, the government sets a cap each year for income. So if the veteran or his wife has extensive medical bills, your actual pension's based on things that you pay out of pocket that you don't get reimbursed for.
Okay.
So that's what a pension is. Compensation, again, is for injuries that occurred in training or combat.
Okay. So these are two issues that the Veterans Affairs can help you with. And as you were saying, Carrie, there's a lot of organizations out there. They all can help, but it all ends up at the VA.
That's correct.
So come and see Carrie Bolt down there. He is passionate about making sure. You know, some people might say, Carrie, well, you work for the government. Are you really on our side?
I am a retiree of the United States Army, and I believe truly in my job.
In your job of helping vets?
That's correct.
Because a lot of people would say, oh, where does he stand on the issue? So anyways, he was a paratrooper for 24 years. How's your health, Carrie?
Some people say I'm unstable, but others say I think I'm good.
All right. Well, hey, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery today on the 72 Bypass. We are talking to Carrie Bolt. He is the Veterans Affairs Officer for Greenwood and for Lawrence County. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, then we'll be back. Hey, if you've got a question, don't hesitate to pick up that phone, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Lou Dobbs, Mr. Independent.
Wow. Ann Ellard, I love your show, the I Love Ann Show, which airs from 8 to 10 a.m. each weekday on WLMA Radio in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Well, we have a good time. It's a real positive, upbeat show.
I love it.
Well, then, you will just have to keep listening to the I Love Ann Show weekdays on WLMA 1350 AM or WLMA.net.
You're tuned in to Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller. Special guest, Carrie Bolt. Here's your host, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery, right here on the 72 Bypass. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, we are talking to Carrie Bolt. He is the Veterans Affairs Officer right here in Greenwood, also in Lawrence County. You know, I was asking you about, I'm going to ask again, about your loyalties to the government or to our veterans, you know, because that's a question that a lot of people have, because a lot of people have been, they just feel they've been done wrong by what the government has done for our veterans.
I guess the answer to that is this. I work for three senators, one in Lawrence and two in Greenwood County.
I guess that one in Lawrence just happens to be Jeff Duncan, Congressman Jeff Duncan?
Well, no.
No?
Danny Verdon.
Danny Verdon. I've interviewed Danny Verdon before, yes?
Yes, ma'am. The thing is this. They get numerous complaints every day in regards to how I deal with people on the federal side to get the veteran what he needs.
Mm-hmm.
And my question always is this. Who do we represent? That man and woman who sacrificed so much or that federal side? And all my senators tell me, get as much as you can for the veteran. They all believe, and our congressman does too.
Right. Well, it's very important, and you made a very good point. Someday you might be sitting on the opposite side of that desk.
That's correct. So I'm a veteran, too. That's right. So the groundwork I set here was going to be what the people expect of the next man or woman to take my place.
Sure. And of course, you know, until we've had an office like this, but you've tried to take it to the next level, I guess we could say.
We're out there. We're taking it to the max.
To the max. Okay. All right. Well, if you want to see an event that really is going to make you proud of our town, where that is Greenwood, South Carolina, you know you want to be able to be part of this. You need to put it on your calendar. The wall, the Vietnam Wall, is coming here to Greenwood. It actually will be arriving on September 6th. It will leave Greenwood on September the 12th. Lots of good events going on. As we know more about it, we're going to let you know more about it. But they're on Saturday, September 10th. They're going to have the, I guess we could call that the big day. Would that be right, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, it is.
They're going to have a parade. You're going to have the a car show. You're going to have a Heroes 5K run. And, of course, the Veterans Health and Wellness Fair. Now, this Veterans Health and Wellness Fair, is this a first step for helping veterans get to see what they need?
Yes, ma'am, it is. And another good thing is being sponsored by the hospital, based on the fact that the new cancer center there.
Mm-hmm.
We try our best to get lots of our Vietnam veterans medical conditions outsourced to the new hospital. So it'll, one, showcase for our veterans, and it'll also alert veterans if they have any medical conditions that, one, they need medical help right away, and, two, they need to jump right over to my office and see what we can do for them.
That's right. And your office is 600 Monument Street, right over there in Park Plaza. It's actually Suite 19. And your telephone number over there is 942-8531. That's 942-8531. You know, there is no time like the present to see what is out there. There is no reason to suffer, is there, Carrie?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Especially for the great things you've done for this country. No. You need to be at my office today.
Today. And your office is actually open?
Monday through Friday, from 9 in the morning till 5 in the evening.
Now, some people may have gone to your office that maybe even in the past gotten turned down and just said, well, that's the end of it.
If a veteran is turned down on his initial claim, we will go over his initial claim. We'll find out if there's any flaws or try to help the veteran find out what's needed, i.e. military and or civilian, to support the claim for an appeal.
So there may have just been a piece of information. It just could have been just rubber stamped, really, up there in Washington. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, because they're not perfect up there. Lord, let me tell you, they're not.
Well, and I'm sure they're dealing with lots of claims.
Total. I mean, millions. And you've got to also understand that our older veterans, they expedite as quick as they can, but first priority will stop one of the older veterans' claim for young men and women getting off the plane from Afghanistan or Iraq right now.
Sure. And, of course, you told me, was it on the pension side, that the compensation varies depending on as far as an injury? Was that correct?
Well, pension, again, is based on a veteran's income and medical bills that he doesn't get reimbursed for. And the compensation is, again, for any veteran that had injuries that occurred while in training or combat.
Well, I remember before we came on the air, you were telling me somebody that had lost a leg, an arm, and only had a couple of fingers. Of course, their compensation would be a lot greater than somebody that
a person who, will just say, was drawing pension. Pension has a certain amount that you can get based on your medical bills. But we'll use a man that we had in Lawrence, for example. He was classified as a unique veteran. He had lost both legs and only had one arm with two fingers, and he was given a tremendous compensation each month, but the thing is, that's a heck of a way to get it.
Absolutely. I think he'd rather have his legs and his arms, wouldn't
you? That's correct.
Absolutely. So, and of course, the injuries and everything that our vets are coming home with today are so much different than the injuries that they had. And also, I would like to address the issue of the psychology. We have so
PTSD.
Many... PTSD. Well, that, plus, you know, I know it's something nobody wants to talk about, but the suicides.
Yes, ma'am. And
this,
you know,
has become a big topic of conversation.
They're first, and anybody who comes to office, PTSD issues, post-traumatic stress disorder, we get their claims in immediately, and we try to get that veteran everything they need right away because we're trying to prevent that. Matter of fact,
you can't wait on. You shouldn't wait on something like that. We need
right.
them to get help.
If the veteran comes in and he's having real bad psychological problems right then, first thing we get them is tell them we get them into medical facility. The claim can always wait. You know, I can deal with the paperwork later. But one of the big pushes for our new South Carolina Adjutant General for the National Guard, General Robert Livingston, his wife, she's a big pusher, and they have a program out now called Hidden Wounds. And matter of fact, they'll all be here with the Hidden Wounds program, and that helps the veterans. They have an automatic hotline they can call if they're suicidal or homicidal or anything of that nature.
But, you know, the other problem is this is something that a lot of people don't want to talk about. You know, I mean, you know, I don't want to tell people that I'm suffering because of things or I'm having nightmares. But what if a wife or a girlfriend knows that this person is suffering and won't come forth?
We've had a lot call us and say, you know, and my thing is this. I'm able to deal with a soldier in a lot of different ways than maybe a doctor, soldier talking to a soldier, or even his buddy bringing him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's lots of ways. But if anybody's in doubt, you know, call us. If we don't know, we can get on that phone or that computer, we can get what you need to get to you.
That's right, because there is no need to suffer on this. And you know, in today's world is so much different than what we dealt with. I mean, when we look back, I mean, here's one thing, Carrie, that just blows my mind. Back in World War II and World War I, we had people just getting off boats and just getting slaughtered.
Yes, ma'am. And you know what the sad part about it is? I've met so many of these older folks that just kept it bottled for years and years and years. It's sad, especially for our World War II veterans. When they say the words greatest generation, I never truly understood that until I actually had to work for these people. And that's a true statement, greatest generation.
Yeah, they were different, weren't they? They are different.
Yes, ma'am.
They are different. And maybe that's because the world has changed and we look at things a whole lot different, but they really are the world's greatest generation because they just kept going. They did what was necessary.
Yes, ma'am.
And when it came to family or whatever, they were there. Well, you know, we have had a great time here today talking to you about Veterans Affairs. I certainly hope you're going to keep me in the loop we can help with this Greenwood, the Vietnam Wall coming here. This is going to be an awesome experience. I certainly am looking forward to being part of this. Carrie, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you, and I want to say WLMA, your all-American station.
Well, thank you very much. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. We'll be joining the news here in just a second. As I've told you before, I'm going to tell you again, get that gold out of your... Get it out of your teeth. I don't care, but bring it in here today. Prices have never been higher. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, folks. Bye-bye, Randy.
Bye, Ann.